Hey, Doug Steffen, Good Day program. Unlike Brand X radio programs that suck the life out of the listener, every breath is, we're here, we're going to add to your value, add to your reality, add to your consequential place on the planet.
What he said.
That's what we're going to do. And in order to prove that, the deals from the Queen of Cheap today, excellent, from Best Buy, even better. Didn't we have Chili's yesterday? Why do we have Chili's again today?
They had free salsa and chips, remember?
Right. Chili's. How come we get all these Chili's deals? Roberta, speak up, will you please? What's the, when you're spoken to, what's the problem here? What's the deal with Chili's?
I don't know, Doug.
No. They were having free salsa and chips on Thursday.
Yeah.
And Friday and Saturday or something like that.
They had deals all day long.
Deals.
All week.
Chili's.
Remember, you know, the Mexican restaurant that's giving out free salsa and chips.
Yeah. But wait a minute. Right. If we're going to be plugging them all the time, I want some money out of them.
What a deal.
Call them up, Roberta. What are you telling us?
You're reading from the wrong prep sheet, Doug.
I am?
Yeah,
that's
Doug.
That's not today's Queen of Cheap, Doug. You got the wrong prep sheet, Doug. Dollar General, Yankee Candle.
I made a mistake.
We have Dillard's Military Discount. We have Target. And we have Bath and Body Works.
Where does it say Jennifer piles on to this? Where is that in the sweater?
Right there on the bottom of the page.
Yeah, the bottom page, too, in fact.
It's on the script.
Time for People in the News. Richie, can we do this with our People in the News? Don't you have that? You have that gizmo thingamabobber, right?
I do. I've got to have to open it up here.
Do that. Can you just have this in advance? We'll record it once, and then you'll have it there for us to use the next time. I would like to focus on People in the News.
All right. Give it to me again. The big one, right?
People.
We're radio professionals here, folks. Don't try this at home.
Don't do this at home. People in the News.
Perfect.
Right. Okay. David Duke. Would you like me to wait until you get this done, Richie, or shall I just go?
Oh, I thought you said this was People in the News.
David Duke is a person.
Sort of pimples in the news.
Yeah, right. Barely.
All right. So you want to do Pimples in the News. Would you rather that?
Right.
Pimples in the News.
You guys don't realize you don't have to do the sound effect because Rich does the sound effect for you.
Oh. All right. So you have
you could say something
both of those,
like,
Richie?
Yeah, duh.
Roberta and me in there?
No, just...
Sooner or later, I'm going to have to get to this bit. So either listen to him fiddling around with the keys on the... This is one of the amazing things, by the way, about technology. You can... That screen and those keyboards.
People in the News.
Perfect.
Now that's nice.
That is good. What does Roberta sound like, though? Did you get Roberta?
I didn't get none.
All right. Roberta, do it
again. Should I do it again for you?
Record this, Richie, and then do this.
Do you want people or pimples?
Pimples in the News.
Hold on.
Okay. Yeah. Come on, will you? What is taking this time? You're supposed to be good at this.
Perfect buttons. Okay, go ahead.
All right.
Wait. There you go. Go.
Can I do it now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Pimples in the News! Okay.
What a piece of work.
So far, how are we doing for this, folks? David Duke.
I don't know. I'm listening to Bill Bennett.
I'm listening to IMS.
Yeah, you're both asleep then under the circumstances. Okay, so David Duke is the former KKK leader. A member of the Ku Klux Klan. Roberta, say that fast, will you please?
Ku Klux Klan, nut job.
Okay. Now, Jennifer, would you like to show Roberta how that's done? Please repeat after me. Ku Klux Klan.
Do you want me to say it the right way?
Yeah, please.
Okay. Ku Klux Klan, Ku Klux Klan, Ku Klux Klan. Blah, I can't do it. I'm sorry, it's too early.
All right. That's your excuse, eh?
Yes, it is.
Anyway, David Duke.
It's a yucky.
Also, well-known white supremacist.
Yes.
And the Louisiana politician, the only place that they could get away with this sort of thing is Louisiana, I suppose. What are those of you thinking? We have, what, three or four stations in Louisiana? Mm-hmm. What do you, if you live in Louisiana, what is it that allows people like David Duke to rise to the surface there? What am I missing? Anyway, he was arrested yesterday. Taken into custody in Cologne, Germany, prior to a planned speech to, as shocking as this may be, a German right-wing extremist group.
What a shock.
German police really? Say, yeah, that Duke, who was 61, was, according to the government, obliged to leave without delay. In other words, he was deported.
How polite.
Very nice.
I know.
The Germans are nothing if they're not polite. A message on his website, Duke said that he had been released from jail and requested financial assistance from his followers to fight his deportation. So, Richie, there must be a website someplace, davidduke.but or
yeah,
something.
I'm not
like
sure
that.
I want that in my history of my...
Oh, you know, because somebody's...
Hold on, I'm sure there is davidduke.com.
Right. Yeah, is it the same? Well, David Duke...
Sure is.
Yeah. Is there in there a plea for him to get money from people to fight his deportation?
My recent imprisonment. Yep.
Yeah,
sure is.
Send me your money.
Fight for free speech and the heritage of our people.
What? The German Nazis? Yes, folks, the Nazis still alive and well in Germany. Nice to know that, right? Had a few of them over here, too, I think. And he's not the least of them. Okay, so that's David Duke's story. Here's the story of Henry L. Saunders. Right? Oh, you're playing both together?
That's both of you, yeah.
All right, good. Harry L. Saunders, age 50, has a history of convictions in Maryland and other states, charged with kidnapping, carjacking, robbery, and other counts in connection with five crimes over a five-day period, according to police and court records.
Yeah.
This guy, Mr. Saunders, abducted men from parking lots, tried to force them to go to ATM machines and withdraw cash. You know this story, Richie?
Yep. Oh, yeah. It was a big story around here.
Big story. 77-year-old lawyer bought a shirt, a robe, and a Macy's in Wheaton on Sunday. This guy, Mr. Saunders, came up to him with a knife.
Yep.
Cut open his stuff, took $1,800 worth of material from him, and then took him over to the ATM machine and said, empty your cash drawer or whatever they...
Just said, take out as much as you can.
Yep. Apparently, he's done this, again, five or six times in the past week. And
we had two people in the area. We had a 26-year-old girl go on some just wild bender.
Really?
Where for like 4 days, she was carjacking people. And, and then this guy was preying on elderly men at at one shopping mall.
Yeah, he stayed in the same mall.
He stayed at the same mall.
Yeah.
And that's how they caught him. I mean, they caught him. They saw who he was on the videotape and then hung out at the mall, and sure enough, he struck again.
Yeah. Not a bright guy.
No.
But then how bright are the police if it took them 5 hours to catch the guy?
Well, I mean, he, you know, the guy was the big mall.
Yeah. Okay, that's it. Yeah. The big mall.
It's a big mall.
Kanye West is in the news. One more, Richie? One
sure. More. This one will just get Roberta.
Uh-huh.
So,
okay.
This one. Oh, that's you.
That's, but was that Pimples in the news?
Right. Roberta, where's Roberta?
Roberta.
I miss her.
You lost her already?
Didn't you just do that one?
Yeah, I did, but I lost it.
Okay, so the big nominees, 54th Annual Grammy Awards, Jennifer. Album of the Year, Adele is up for that. Lady Gaga is up for that.
Mm-hmm.
Rihanna's up for that. Let's see, who else? Did you watch this? I watched a little bit of it. LL Cool J was the host. He had on, what do they call those things that black people wear on their head? It's a
do-rag?
Is that what it is?
Does it look like a bandana or does it look like a stocking?
It's a sort of skull cap.
Skull cap.
He always wears that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or does he? He didn't wear it on Law and Order on NCIS.
No, that's like his out-of-work look.
Right. He's, by the way, he's a parent at my daughter's school, and he was the host last weekend of a Christmas bazaar.
Oh, cool.
Had him come in. He's going to
He's a great guy.
He's, Megan says he's a wonderful guy.
Great
Everybody
guy.
Loves the guy. Anyway,
yeah, because ladies love Cool J.
That's right.
Cool.
And that's by the way, Megan didn't know. They were very impressed with me. We were having Thanksgiving dinner, and Megan was talking about some of her students and that sort of thing, and they were having this bazaar, and LL Cool J was going to come in and be the master of ceremonies to raise money for whatever the project. And I said, ladies love Cool James. And she looked at me strangely, because his last name is Todd, I think. James Todd, something like that.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So she said, what does that mean? I said, LL Cool J. Now, the fact that I knew that, and I pulled that one on my daughter, who has an Oxford PhD.
Did you tell him he's been on the show a couple times?
I think I did. Brendan knew that. I don't know if Megan. Yeah. Brendan thinks he's cool. He's apparently a genuinely
fine, great human being.
Yeah. Genuinely fine guy. All right, so who else is big time here in these nominations, Jennifer? Anybody else stand out besides?
I think it's going to be an Adele kind of year. I think she's going to sweep it. Yep.
What about Kanye West and all those nominations?
In his category, he might.
He's unpopular, though, even with his fellow, his peers.
Yeah, people don't really.
He is not a great guy.
No, he's a jerk.
Yeah.
What did President Obama, in one of the rare moments when I agreed with him, call him a jackass, I think.
Yeah, sure did.
Too bad, because he's very talented, you know. But
you can be talented and be a jackass. Look at some of the people on the radio. Nobody
I do, knows, every day.
He's a jackass.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, 19 after, 18 after, something like that on Good Day.
One in five collisions is caused by drivers who simply can't see out their windshield because of badly worn or cracked wiper blades. If your wiper blades are streaking, skipping, or smearing, it's time to stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and let our team of professionals help you select the replacement wiper blade that's right for you. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
As a home plate ump, my eyesight is my paycheck.
Strike one!
Strike, that thing was chin high!
But the price of monthly contact lenses was eating me up.
Strike two!
Come on, it bounced to the plate!
So to save some money, I'm just using these glasses I found. Cha-ching!
Strike three! You're out!
He hasn't even pitched the ball yet!
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
I drink Emergen-C to support my immune system whenever I go snowboarding.
Why, I'll bet all those B and C vitamins allowed you to combine a McTwist bacon with a 720 flip. Catch a hottie who fell from the chairlift, then rush to save a synchronaut from the crushing wave of an avalanche. Am I lying?
I did snowboard all day long. And scored a few phone numbers.
Now we're talking. Emergen-C, the fizzy fruity drink mixed with 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C and energizing B vitamins to help you accomplish more. Get a free sample at myemergency.com. Emergen-C, feel the good.
Last year, everybody wanted a smartphone. This year, give them the smarter way to print from it. The new Kodak Hero Series all-in-one printers designed to make printing from any mobile device easy and affordable. Print photos, documents, presentations, maps, you name it, right from your phone, laptop, or tablet from any place in the world. And here's the really smart part. Only Kodak gives you the lowest total ink replacement cost, so you're also giving the gift that keeps saving folks money year after year. Kodak Hero Series all-in-one printers, saving money, never looked so smart. Find them at your local retailer or go to Kodak.com to check out the complete line right now.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
Solar power.
Solar power.
Hand crank power.
Hand crank power.
Radio power.
Radio power.
The goods you want, the good deals you need to power up your survival are at 21stCenturyGoods.com. In our solar department, you'll find solar generator kits, solar lanterns, flashlights, radios, and solar cell phone and laptop chargers. 21stCenturyGoods.com is your hand crank headquarters for everything from generators to flashlights to emergency, weather, and shortwave radios by Grundig and Kato. Big brand names and big deals. like this. Get a free solar flashlight with every order over $75. But hurry, offer ends soon. Go to 21stCenturyGoods.com, spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. That's 21stCenturyGoods.com or call 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning. Right at your fingertips? Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000. But the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for Aromatic Liquid extracted from a broad range of flowers, stems, seeds, and bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
Last night, that's the Simon Cowell Show. This is Josh Krajicek. It's Michael Jackson night, by the way, on the X Factor. All of the family, the mother and the children were there. This is Krajicek opening the night with Dirty Diana. I don't know this song.
It's a good one.
Yeah, it's a good song.
This sounds different than the original.
I don't like it, do you?
I like it, too.
Yeah. You watched this last night, Roberta?
A little bit of it, yeah.
Richie, you watched it?
Yeah, a little bit of it, yeah.
This is kind of cool. It's much different than the original version.
All right. Next up, Astro on the X Factor performing Black or White.
Whoa, whoa, George.
Huh?
Going to perform Black or White. Whoa, whoa.
You making fun of me?
No, Astro.
Got some of his own rap lyrics here as well. You maintain order, because everybody here was made of dirt and water. I want the world to listen when I'm proud. When it comes to that, nothing comes blind. So check it out. I want you to make some noise. We're doing this for Michael Jackson.
Sean said, Daddy, I thought when you rap, it had to rhyme.
Yeah. Anybody impressed with this?
Let's hear it.
Let's not say we did. How old is this kid?
He's like young. 11. He's the one, the little punk.
Okay.
Right. He's the punk.
Punk who said, I don't think I should have to perform for you if you don't want to invite me or something.
Yeah, okay. He's a punk. Drew on the X Factor singing Billie Jean.
They all kind of tried to make it their own.
Billie Jean is a big up tempo tune. What are we doing with this?
I'm trying to make it my own.
Ah, forget about it. Let's do Rachel Crowe.
I kind of like this version of it.
Yeah,
me too.
Yeah. I wonder if it speeds up afterwards, I think.
Nah.
Oh, I like it.
All right, I want to get to some. I really. Can you feel it? Rachel Crowe, Richie. Nah, this is more like it. From the X Factor. How old is this young lady? This is actually quite good. I like this. I want to be lifted up by music. Kind of downer with some of this stuff.
You can be lifted up by down music.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Not my world.
Let me ask you something.
What?
When you hear Elvis sing Peace in the Valley.
I'm very uplifted.
Yeah. And it's kind of a slow, mellow song,
it must
right?
mean I'm a musical racist. Okay.
Oh,
Chris Renee, this is what I'm looking forward to.
Repeat after me.
Yeah.
Say, na, na, na.
Na, na, na.
Hey,
X Factor. Come from She's got a little power here. What do we know about this guy?
He's an X Factor contestant. He was singing Michael Jackson last night.
A good reason. Thank you very much. I'm done after that. All right, so all of them, I like him best. Let's find out what Simon thought about Chris.
Marcus, I agree with everything which Paula just said, other than the vocals weren't very good. That was the problem. And the problem is, when you do a routine which involves doing a backflip, which is probably the best part of the routine, you're going to run out of breath. And therefore, when I hear this back at home, I don't think the vocals are going to be good enough.
You don't know half of what it takes to get out there.
I thought that they lip sync on this show so that they can dance.
Uh-huh.
Maybe they stopped because they got in trouble. Who knows?
All right. So there's we needed a little booing, right? After all that stuff, some of that stuff deserved to be booed. It was bad. That guy wasn't bad. Boo, Richie.
The guy that wants to be uplifted.
When you think about boo, when you think about Rich McFadden, how many people want to boo? Boo.
We're not going to reach our friend Boo.
28 after on Good Day.
This holiday season, find your magic at Macy's. Now through December 24th, bring your stamped letter addressed to Santa at the North Pole to Macy's and drop it in our special Believe letter boxes. For each letter received, Macy's will donate $1 to the Make-A-Wish Foundation, up to $1 million. Believe in the power to change a child's life. Visit Macy's.com/believe to learn more. And together, we'll collect a million reasons to believe. That's the magic of Macy's.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Don't waste time and money this holiday season driving all over town in search of the perfect gift. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and purchase gift cards. They're available for any amount and can be used at the store or online at O'ReillyAuto.com. O'Reilly gift cards take the guesswork out of Christmas. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
What's at the top of our holiday wish list? More time to cross stuff off our lists. Hurry into Sears Auto Center this Friday and Saturday. It's your last chance to save up to $160 by mail-in rebate when you purchase 4 eligible Goodyear or Dunlop tires with your Sears card. Plus, save big on all tires. And get any service and we'll give you a $5 Sears coupon to help you tackle the rest of your holiday shopping list while you wait. Go to SearsAuto.com for more money-saving offers and coupons. That's real convenience for real drivers. Sears Auto Center. Sale and rebate ends 12/3. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Hi, this is Ed Krell, Chief Executive Officer of Destination Maternity. It's a sad fact that each year, thousands of babies here at home and millions more worldwide are born too soon. The problem is big, but that shouldn't stop us. Together with the March of Dimes, we're helping moms in our community get the care they need to have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Help us raise awareness of this crisis and put an end to premature birth for good.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Warning. This content is powerful and may cause others to reject your knowledge. If you want to know what happened to America, if you like cutting-edge information, if you need to convince someone that something different than what they believe is actually taking place, and to experience the true history of America you won't find anywhere else, get the new book, Satan's Show. Satan's Show is a hard-hitting look at what many know as the Antichrist and proof of a mind-control agenda. Learn how America was tricked into entering World War I and get over 9 hours of audio and over 700 reliable web links. Satan's Show is available in ebook and audio downloads. Click the special offer for $14.99 and you'll receive both, plus Operation Northwoods on audio free with purchase. Download today at satansshow.com. You will be shocked. You will be amazed. Satansshow.com.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits. Magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches. First aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. The Maine name in military supply.
Time is 33 after the hour. You're with Roberta Fasanelli, who has today's deals from the Queen of Cheap section of DougStephan.com in just a matter of moments. Jennifer Horn will be around in a few minutes with the update on what's happening in your boob tube. And she's the person to do that with the boobs. Right, Richie? Boob tube. Get it? That's right. Yeah.
Get it.
Yeah, boy. Get it.
Okay. And then Rich, speaking of boobs, he's at the controls.
That's right.
Our main studio in Washington. So everybody
I am
doing
in total control.
Their job. Yes, you do, Rich. And it's a very nice thing. The discussion of the Occupy movement, now it's being called, not Occupy Wall Street, just Occupy movement. A lot of things have happened here. Remember, it started in the Middle East. Started in Egypt, actually.
Excuse me.
Where did it start?
Started on Wall Street.
No, it's the protest movement started in the Middle East. It has spread
that's
in different forms.
That's a different protest
not really.
Yeah, it is.
There are a lot of the same things. Why do you argue with me about this all the time?
Because you're wrong.
You're wrong.
Okay, go ahead.
Is there an echo in here?
No, go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to.
People in the news. Anyway.
The Arab Spring and Occupy Wall Street are two totally different protests. Okay.
No, they're not. No. They are born of the same. They are born with upset. They are born because people don't like what's going on. And as it spreads, we have it here. We have the Middle East. Follow my premise, Rich, will you? Maybe you'll learn something.
Go ahead. Let me hear.
Okay. Britain now facing a strike of 2 million workers plus, excuse me, you see, you got me all, I was calm, cool, and collected, and you threw that monkey wrench at me. Anyway, a couple million workers in the UK are ready to go on strike. They are upset, as luck would have it, that their pensions, because Britain's much more socialistic than is America, although if we keep going the way we're going, we'll be right in their camp. Anyway, 90% of the pension system appears to be in danger because they don't have the money to fund it. Not unlike American Airlines and everybody else. That's the pension systems. If you think that the world of your children is going to be the same as your world or your parents' world, forget it. Ain't going to happen. So, anyway, over there, 90% of the schools are going to be closed. I think it's tomorrow. Teachers are on strike. Hospitals, if you want to die, get on a plane and go to London or any place in England, go to a hospital and just sit there, because they're going to be, everything that's not an emergency, shut it down. And so that's just another example of people protesting what's going on. we've been too long in every aspect of our world giving things away to people who didn't earn it or deserve it.
Mm-hmm.
And in the other, that was, I'll agree with you, Richie, on one thing.
What's that?
That the reason that people are upset in the Middle East is because there are a lot of people who forever have been taking advantage of them. And the workers, I mean, unemployment in Saudi Arabia is 40%. How do you have that in a country that is literally swimming in oil?
Yeah, you want to talk about haves and have-nots?
Right, yeah.
That's the place.
Right. So, okay, so that's the, that, well, I would give you that in terms of understanding the difference between that sort of protest and what's going on in our country. American students who are in school abroad, however, who are trying to sort of keep the Occupy movement going over there, have been told, as a matter of fact, I think a couple of students were arrested yesterday in Egypt protesting with the Egyptians. The Egyptians don't want them.
4 days ago, they've been released.
Oh, have they?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you, Rich.
Uh-huh.
All right, keep up with all of that stuff. I said it in a general course of
right.
things. Happy they're released. And so now, here is, back home, the status of the Occupy movement. Just as an example, in Worcester, Massachusetts, which is a kind of a blue-collar community. I'm halfway between Boston and Worcester on my farm in Massachusetts, so it's west of me about 20 miles. The Occupy encampment in Worcester has been scrutinized because the tents where these people are living apparently are their tinder boxes, or at least this is what the police say. Too much cigarette smoking, too much garbage, health and fire code violations. Now, I just am thinking about tents in general and what goes on in the tent. Last time I checked, tents didn't have plumbing. There's no electricity. So they have, by definition, a code violation. And they put them on. So they use anything. The city attorneys in Worcester, because they can't find another way of getting these people off of the lawn at City Hall, they say they're in tents and that violates the building code. If there's a legitimate way of looking at these things in terms of why you would discredit them, but to have to work at, because you know, so many of the people protesting now are protesting things that make politicians uncomfortable, because many of the protesters are right in their focus. There are people like Richie think that all they're doing is looking for a handout. That is not what's going on. Only there are plenty of people who are doing that, Rich, acknowledging that that is in part how all of this started. But now it's just growing. And there are all ages. It was kids before, many college kids. Now it's people of all ages protesting government malfeasance. And so just to go back for a second, let me backtrack to the European protests. I'm going to be in Israel next week. This program, or at least my part of it, will come from Jerusalem and from Tel Aviv. So there is something I want to acknowledge about what many people may not know. I've learned this. I've been there 3 times now. And one of the things that I'm proud of, and I think they ought to be proud of, and if you have an Israeli connection, you're probably proud of it, if you know it. We give $4 billion a year in foreign aid to Israel, $4 billion a year to Egypt. That came about, that was the 67 war. That's how the war ended. We intervened and said, you guys need to stop fighting. Well, what's in it for us, say the Egyptians. Americans say, we'll give you $4 billion a year, the same as we're giving to Israel as foreign aid. Okay? So the Israelis take the $4 billion and they use it to buy American goods and services. Every penny of it. You don't see any Airbuses flying for LL. You see Boeing planes flying for LL. You don't see the European construction companies coming in and building the roads and bridges and stuff. You see Perini and other American companies over there doing that work. Dollar for dollar. And I'm thinking about this because Mrs. Clinton is over. Is it Miramar? Over in Burma.
Myanmar.
Myanmar, whatever the name of the country is. She's there and they're talking about foreign aid and what, how much they can get and yada, yada, yada.
Right.
So if you're going to give these countries foreign aid, the Egyptians are notorious, even when Mubarak was there, for using the money for all kinds. First of all, half the money went into Mubarak's bank account.
Right, his front left.
Right. So then, that's good, Bridget. Yeah. That's what they did. The Mubarak family. Well, how do you think the guy got $68 billion? Most of it came from us. And then the other tributaries that he's looking to get his hands on, his sons were out and around. He wanted to do business with Egypt. You got to pay us off. So there's the example. And why we can't say either to people, use the a little bit of leverage. Okay, you want our money? We're going to help you out. You need all these things done? Great. We just ask you to do one thing. That's use American companies. And by the way, much of the foreign aid is tied to that. If you're going to use, if they're specific about what they're requesting help in or for, then the money is brought back to America.
And by the way, we get to sell all of our manufactured products in your country.
Yeah, right. I mean, why is that so difficult to mandate? You want our money? Here it is. We'll help you out.
Which, did you hear how popular, it's not an American company, it's a German company, how popular Audi is in China now? They've had like a 100% increase in sales in like the past 4 years.
Why?
They restyled the car, and it's even here, and they had a 25% jump in sales last year here in the United States.
I was about to say something that was politically incorrect.
Yeah.
I edited it.
I'll tell
you off the end, then you can tell me whether you think I should have said it or not. All right. Meanwhile, Roberta Fasanelli is here. I haven't put her to sleep with my treatise on... What?
She's the queen.
This will wake her up.
Yeah, well. The diva of dumpster dive.
I'm going to say that now. Fasanelli.
Okay, lots of really good stuff today. Let's start with something for this weekend. For Saturday Dollar General, we've had this before, $5 off of $25. You know, hey, this is 20%.
Thought you told me earlier everything was new today.
These confuse
me. It is all
me.
New today.
Well,
what?
You just said we've had these before.
Yeah, but they only happen on certain weekends, so I'm offering it this weekend again because they have it.
All right, so repeat this one again.
$5 off of a $25 purchase. We have a coupon. So you go to Dollar General, you buy $25 worth of stuff, and you get $5 off.
Easy enough.
That's a 20% saving.
Sure.
Okay. Yankee Candle has 30% off your entire purchase, and that's good through the 4th. And we even have an online promo code for you, so you can get the same thing if you're shopping online instead of at a brick-and-mortar place. Paula Deen. People who love Paula Deen, well,
comfort
we've got
food.
A free e-book for you. Paula Deen's Holiday Hosting Guide. That's just for you, Jen.
I bet it's sponsored by a butter company.
Right. First, you take a half a pound of butter.
Yep.
If you're in the military, today is the last day that you can take advantage of their military discount, 20% off of everything, valid for all active duty military, active guardsmen and reservists, and immediate family members with ID. So that was, they had it yesterday and today, so make sure you take part of that if you want to shop at Dillard's. Free Target $10 gift card with a $50 purchase. That's not bad. You buy $50 worth of stuff in Target, and they'll give you a $5 gift card. And we also have a printable coupon for Hallmark, $5 off a $10 purchase. If you ever went out and bought greeting cards, my gosh, are they expensive. So this is basically you get them at half off.
Yeah.
And Bath & Body Works has a free item with a purchase of $10, and the item can be worth up to $13. So basically, it's free. So you buy something for $10, and then you get an item free that's $13. So they actually just kind of paid you $3 for walking in the store. So that's not too bad. And we've got also some coupon codes for you for 20% off site-wide online with the coupon code, too. So all of this will be on the Queen of Cheap section at DougStephan.com. Just look for my smiling face.
Good job.
A lot of other deals.
What a great job. Superstar. Nice job. You are a superstar.
Superstar.
Superstar. She's Roberta.
I'm good. Listen, just the other night I went to see Gary Oldman at Times Talks. He was talking about his new movie that's coming out.
Yeah.
And then I went to see the new Broadway play, which is fabulous, called Lysistrata Jones. Mm. I didn't pay a penny for either.
Good for you.
At Seventh Row Center for a Broadway show.
She's better than the Queen of Cheap. What's higher than the Queen?
I'm good.
She's the
goddess of cheap.
She's the queen of tight. That's what that all is about. Okay, 14 before the hour. Jennifer Horn with the television update in just a matter of moments here on Good Day.
Chapstick asks, do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry?
Hey, this is Tatiana, and I say yes, green apple is better. Cherry is just so expected, like the world tasted cherry and forgot to taste anything else. A green apple kiss stands out. It's got lots of moisturizers, so it's always softer and smoother. Because I want the guy who's kissing me to know it's Tatiana who's kissing him back.
Do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry? Why not kiss with both and have your say at facebook.com/chapstick.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your cable provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $19.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now to get Dish Network installed free. Plus, ask how you can get over 30 premium channels free for 3 months. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-620-799. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in 100% digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $19.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-620-7970. That's 800-620-7970. Again, 800-620-7970. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fee and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free, with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
Hi, I'm Angela Brawley with WellPoint. It's a sad fact that millions of babies are born too soon each year. The problem is big, but that shouldn't stop us. Together with the March of Dimes, we're helping moms in our community get the care they need to have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Help us raise awareness to give more babies a healthy start in life. Learn and do more at marchofdimes.com.
All right, let's find out if there are television shows to get excited about. I've missed the Kardashians. They must be, where are they? I want more Kardashians on television. How do
well,
I get
funny
that?
Funny you
Jennifer?
Should ask, because you'll have more Kardashians, because Kourtney Kardashian is pregnant.
Wow.
9 weeks pregnant.
How much is the baby worth? A couple million bucks anyway, right?
Oh, a ton, because I'm sure she'll probably sell the birthing video.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
That's
Kardashian.
The reason they have kids, right?
Yeah. Exactly. Actually, the
Give
last
new
kid
meaning
was born
to the
on
word
TV.
Whore. What?
Ooh, the last Ooh. Kid was born on TV. So this is by the same couple. They haven't gotten married yet. They're just living in sin. So.
Right. Yeah, beautiful. Again, I underscore what I just said. Unpleasant as it may sound.
Yeah.
Okay,
you know,
what else?
You know who else said this about the same thing? Was James Bond. What's his name? The new
Daniel
James Bond.
Daniel Craig.
Thank you. Daniel Craig just spoke out to GQ in Britain and said that he just really what you just said. All right. Also some news.
Well, he doesn't. He's very private about what he does. And he said,
right.
I think once you go Kardashian, you never go back.
That's what he said. He said you can't invite people into your living room, watch them, watch you give birth, and show them the placenta, and then ask them to leave you alone. So, he's right about that. All right, Steven Seagal has got a new gig. He just signed with the Reels Channel. He's going to be starring in a scripted drama called True Justice.
Really?
This show's set to air in March of 2012. Another movie actor going to the small screen, Liev Schreiber, has been tapped to lead Showtime's drama pilot Ray Donovan. That'll be out next year also. And then Twitter always gives a little bit of trouble to the big networks. ABC is a little upset. They are on damage control mission after one of the stars of Pan Am went online to Twitter and said, well, we received the call. Pan Am is only coming back for one more episode after Christmas.
Really?
But up to the end, we'll give it our all. And ABC has not confirmed that they've canceled that show yet, so they're very upset with her.
Because nobody's going to watch it now.
Right.
So they just basically,
shut it down.
Basically, with one tweet, they made it worthless.
Perfect. Power to the people, Richie. 51 after the hour on Good Day.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why?
when you can be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LASIG. With LASIG e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LASIG.com, spelled LECIG.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LASIG e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family pack start at $99 for a 16-day supply. While their 5-week supply of quick and easy to fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab and go emergency. Order their combo gift pack and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Tom Kreitler, who is the co-host of the Money Bit. Where is it, Richie?
It doesn't happen again.
What? Really? It only happens twice?
Right here. Here you go.
You only get two Money Bits.
Really? Why, do you have to pay more for the jingle if they did it three times?
What's the one you used to have where it sang the song 888?
Yeah, I got all those. I gotta send you the gospel version. You guys are
I have that, I think.
Gospel version of the Money Pit?
Yeah.
Hold on a minute. I'll get it.
See if we can find that.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Tom Kreitler is here to answer your questions, or mine, or Richie's, or we'll talk about the weather. Or perhaps there are people investigating. I understand that the Occupy movement has moved to Tom's hometown.
It moved to Tom's house.
Occupy Money Pit.
Exactly right. Occupy Tom's Money Pit. That's it. Perfect. All right. So Tom has some helpful hints for things around your home to fix up, and we'll get to that in just a moment here on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Bill Newcott, and this is AARP's Movies for Grownups. Oscar winner George Kennedy has just finished his autobiography called Trust Me. And from his home in Idaho, George told me he can't believe how quickly time has flown.
It is not just having aches and pains. It is the sneakiness of the way it all got there.
While filming Earthquake, George confesses, it took him several takes to reach under Victoria Principal's clothing to find a puppy.
When I had to reach into his shirt, I really didn't look very hard for the dog.
Now this. You know, the easiest way to watch movies is instantly in your own home with your digital cable remote. Many movies are available on Movies on Demand on cable weeks before you can rent them on DVD. Here's what's hot on Movies on Demand on cable this week. Johnny Depp sails again in Pirates of the Caribbean on Stranger Tides. Justin Timberlake and Mila Kunis complicate things in Friends with Benefits. And Danny McBride forces Jesse Eisenberg to rob a bank in 30 minutes or less. See what's coming soon at rentmoviesondemand.com and make movie night an MOD night. That's Movies for Grownups. I'm Bill Newcott.
Much better.
This is the female rock version.
Really?
Yeah.
How many different versions do we have of this?
Like 10.
Wow. Well, come on, Richie. Let's stop using the same boring one.
Okay. You want to use this one instead?
Spice it up a little bit.
I want to hear some of the other ones. How many other?
I'll give you the gospel one in a second. So all right. Let's go ahead and get something constructive.
Oh, we have
done
to do
here.
Something here?
Get it? Get something constructive done.
You've got questions, we've got answers. Questions, you've got questions, we have lots and lots of answers. Janet right? So with all the warm weather we've been having this fall, this is the second warmest November on record.
Crazy, huh?
At least in the north. No, it's great on the farm. I'm happy to have it. Thank you. This lady is thinking about painting her wooden fence. It's a job I really am not looking forward to, she says. What's the best way, sir, to apply the paint, and do I really need to prime it first?
Well, considering that's a job you're not looking forward to, you definitely need to prime it. Otherwise, you'll be not looking forward to it twice frequently.
Right, yeah, yeah.
Exactly.
Next year.
Now, I don't know if you paint fences around your farm, Doug. Or you
I have some of them are rustic and some of them are painted white, yeah.
Yeah. Well, when you do paint them, though, it's important to follow all the appropriate steps, including the primer. I like to use oil-based primers on fences.
Yes, right.
And the other trick of the trade here is that I find that a lot of times, especially when you have a picket fence and they're installed by pros, they put them way too close to the ground.
Yeah.
And so what happens is the moisture gets up into the end grain of the wood. So I would lay a 2x4 flat on the grass and 3.5 inches up from that, draw a line and make sure you cut all the pickets evenly across the ground so that you have like a 3.5 inch gap underneath the fence. This way the soil moisture won't get up into the fence boards and rot them up that much more quickly. And then when you do apply the primer, make sure you get it into the end grain.
But then my teacup Yorkie can sneak out of the fence.
All right, let me add the farmer's postscript to this, if
sure.
I may. There are varying types of fence, wooden fence. You can get pressure treated now. You can get the
Cedar.
Yeah, you can get cedar.
Spruce.
You can get spruce. All those are good. I stick my posts, fence posts, because I have a three-rail fence, as you know.
TMI,
buddy.
Here.
Right. A three-rail fence around the farm. And I have a big bucket of used oil from the tractors and trucks and stuff.
Oh, you dip them in the oil?
Let them sit there for a week, and it soaks all the oil in, and I stick them in the ground. If you don't do that, the stuff that you get sometimes, depending on how well you scrutinize it, you can just get regular pine and rot in 2 years. So you got to protect that.
So dumping a little oil in the ground around the farm is okay.
Good. It's very good for the farm. I mean,
that's right.
Oil comes out of the ground. I put a little more in the ground. We can strike oil here on the farm. He'll be rich. All right. What do we have here, Richie?
This is the rock outro for the Mud Pit.
Oh, cool. Everybody rock.
All right.
Tom Kreidler, who is the host of the Money Pit radio program, heard every weekend. A lot of great radio stations around the country. Check him out further at Doug Steffen. Ready?